October 23rd. Fantasy football waivers are super stressful most weeks. And this week in particular, tonight, I still haven't even done them and they're due in an hour and a half. I haven't fully put in my pricing and my bids. It's just, you know, you hold money back for a moment like this when there might be a guy to, like, what they call a league winner, a free agent league winner, and Ty Johnson potentially with Kerryon going out for, you know, until week 16 could be that guy. It's in his range of outcomes, right? Is it very possible they sign a vet tomorrow, like a Jay Ajayi or CJ Anderson, and he's got, you know, 40% of the carries? Sure. Point being, the actual process of deciding when to spend your free agent dollars and how much to bid when a guy like this comes along, and do you have enough to let it all ride and then get you through the rest of the season? Are you going to outbid your guy next to you? It is just so stressful. And I have only a few teams, right? Think about these, you know, super duper pros who have, like, literally in the FFPC and the FFPC football guys contest, like 100 teams. And then who knows where else they have leagues. And they do this, and, like, you know, I've heard them on podcasts, literally it takes them like 24 hours to do their free agent pickups because they have to go through every single team, and every team has different free agents, and every team has different needs, and every team has different funds remaining in your free agent wallet. It's just unbelievable how these guys do it, because I know for me, it's like, oh, really, I have to deal with this now, and I only have 3 teams to do it for. Anyway, tonight is one of those days where it stands out as, like, a stressful moment and a potential pivot moment in the home stretch of the fantasy football season. So hope you guys are out there doing the right thing, no matter who it is, Ty Johnson, Kenny Stills, Deshaun Hamilton, whatever you're doing, whatever you need. I hope you get your guy.